Now, the detective novelist I'm going to write about, Ōwe Shunde, belongs to the former category, while I fall into the latter. Accordingly, while my business is concerned with crime, I am in no way a bad person, for my interest is in the scientific deduction of the sleuth. Indeed, it might even be apt to say there are few as virtuous as me. The real mistake is that such a well-meaning person as me accidentally became involved in this case. Were I somewhat less virtuous, had I within me the slightest trait of evil, I could perhaps have come through without such regrets. I might not have sunk into this fearful pit of suspicion. Rather, I might now be living in the lap of luxury, blessed with a beautiful wife and great wealth. Quite some time has passed since everything ended, and while the awful suspicions may not have disappeared, the raw reality is fading into the distance and becoming to some extent a thing of the past. Accordingly, I've decided to set this down as a kind of record, and I think it could even be made into a very interesting novel, though even if I completed the work, I would not have the courage to release it immediately. You see, the strange death of Oyamada that forms a crucial part of this record still lingers in people's memories. And no matter how names were changed and disguising layers applied, nobody would take it as simply a work of fiction. Thus, there may well be people who could be bothered by this novel, and I would be embarrassed and disturbed to discover this. To tell the truth, though, it is more than I am frightened. For not only was the incident itself strangely meaningless and as unfathomable as a dream in broad daylight, the fantasies I built up around it were so terrifying as to discomfort even myself. Even now, when I think of it, this world transforms into something peculiar. Rain clouds fill the blue sky. A sound as of a drumming beats within my ear, and all darkens before my eyes. Anyway, while I'm not of a mind to publish this record right away, sometime, just once, I would like to use it to write one of the detective novels in which I specialize. These are simply what you might call the notes for it. Nothing more than a moderately detailed aide memoir. I intend to write much as if keeping a long diary in an old notebook, blank but for the section around New Year. Before I describe the case, it would probably be useful to provide a detailed explanation of Ōwe Shunde, the detective story author who is the protagonist in this case, of his style and also of his somewhat unusual manner of life. While I'd known him prior to the incident and had even engaged him in discussions in magazines, we had not had any exchange at a personal level, and I knew little of his daily life. I became somewhat more informed about this through a friend called Honda after the events took place. Accordingly, with regard to Shunde, I think it most fit that I write about these things in the order in which they occurred, and as it was the occasion that led to my becoming caught up in this strange case, I will describe the facts I noted when I went to interview Honda. It was in the autumn of last year, around mid-October. I had a notion to look at some old sculptures of Buddha, so I went to the Imperial Museum in Ueno, where I walked through the gloomy, cavernous rooms, trying to muffle my footsteps. In the large, deserted halls, the slightest sound echoed fearfully, and I felt like suppressing not only my footsteps, but also any impulse to clear my throat. So deserted was the place, I could not help but ponder why it is that museums are so unpopular. The large glass plates of the display cabinet shone coldly, and not a speck of dust had fallen on the linoleum. The building's high ceilings were reminiscent of a temple's main hall, and the silence flowed back as if one were deep underwater.